Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM, the voice of the Tri-County. With us this morning, I am pleased to have Chris and Christina Heron. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Chris and Christina, you have opened up the new Axe and Ale. What do you call it? Axe and Ale. Is that just the name or is it bar and grill, restaurant?
Yeah. It's a bar.
It's a bar. Restaurant. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Before we get into that, Chris and Christina, where have you been? Because I know you're new. But you tell us a little bit where you came from and how you ended up here in Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know that the segment is long enough for that. We'll try to give the abridged version.
Okay.
So I was born in Alton. All my mom's side of the family is here in the Tri-County area. From Alton to Jerseyville, everywhere in between. And when we were young, my parents moved to Denver, and so I kind of grew my childhood was grew up in Denver, and then eventually got into aviation, and I was with the airlines for 27 years, and kind of still there part time, and doing the aviation thing. And in between the 27 years, we moved across the country probably about 12 times,
maybe? Something like that.
So
aviation. What part did you play in aviation?
I was a GM for airports for Southwest and Virgin America.
I've flown Southwest a lot of times. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and especially flying into Denver.
Yes, they're very large there.
Yes.
Our kids now our oldest is graduated college, and our youngest is a sophomore. So we're almost empty nesters, and so now it's time to do something that we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that empty nesting's great.
Yeah.
I take it from somebody that's been there.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Anyway. It's not quite over the hump, but we're almost there.
Yeah.
Christina, tell us about you.
So I was born and raised in New Jersey, and when I decided to go to school, I went to Arizona State. They offered me a scholarship for playing softball. So I wound up moving to Arizona. My grandparents lived there, which was nice, and that's where Chris and I met. Was
in Arizona?
Yeah.
Arizona State, yeah.
So we got married in Arizona, and then he dragged me around the country with him.
Dragged you around the country?
Yeah.
Went from place to place in the aviation business?
Yeah.
Just running different airports across the U.S.
My background's in HR, and I have been with my company for 6.5 years now, and I'm working remotely for them. They're based in Denver. At a Centennial Airport, which is the largest regional airport in the U.S., busiest, largest regional airport in the U.S., I'm the VP of HR for them, so I'm still working for them.
Now, I'm curious, because since I was a young man, I always wanted to live in Colorado, near the mountains. Mm-hmm. You know, I went there when I was 19, fell in love with it, been going back snow skiing ever since, at least, you know, once a year. Sometimes I went as many as 3 times a year, but it's hard for me to imagine somebody leaving that. So tell me about that.
Well, Colorado did well for us, and it was just, it really is an expensive place to live. Very comparable probably to California. And just knowing that, you know, we were reaching the empty nest time and wanted to make our money go a lot further and farther, we just came back to family. We've been wanting to come back here for a good 5 years anyways, and the timing just never worked out. But with the Axe Nail opening up, it really, the timing worked, everything worked out to where it was time for us to downsize and become smaller and get a little bit of land and live in a little quieter area.
So the Axe and Ale, how'd you come about Axe and Ale?
Good question. That was the brainchild over here who just was shooting out names, and it just kind of hit and stuck to a wall, and we're like, wow, that actually...
No, I mean, how did you end up finding the business?
Oh, well, I mean, we've had our family's always sending us stuff. They knew we wanted to come back here, and so they would tag us on things that were for sale. We looked at a few businesses here, a couple in Alton, a couple in Grafton, and nothing really ever seemed like we were really jazzed about it, or it fit right, or maybe it just wasn't the right timing. And then Dan from Riverbend Axe Throwing, who's still open in East Alton, he put this one up for sale, and Chris messaged him, and he goes, you know, I have somebody who's already interested. He goes, but I'll keep your name on file in case something happens. Well, probably 4 months, no, not even that, like 2 months later, we have a message, and he said, hey, my first buyer fell through, unfortunately. Are you guys still interested? And we flew out that weekend. Mm-hmm. Thank you, airline benefits.
Yes.
We flew out that weekend. It was Memorial Day weekend. No, I'm sorry. No, it was Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. Sorry. Yeah. We met with Dan, decided to go for it, found a house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All of it in a weekend.
All of it in a weekend. And long story short, everything just fell into place. So we really felt like the universe was saying, this is it. You know, everything's working out. We didn't have any hiccups. We didn't have any roadblocks. We just were able to do it.
Just meant to be. You know, that's crazy how that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So, Axonel, it's an interesting thing. So, were you a lumberjack at any time in your life?
No, but I did live in Colorado for a long time. Yeah. So,
okay,
no.
You did chop some wood.
You did chop all the wood when we went camping.
Right,
so.
Right. No, you know, Christina and I had participated in axe throwing venues before.
Okay.
So we knew we liked it. And, you know, when our family tagged us in the business and we looked at it, we're like, you know what, that would be fun. That would be something that we would want to do and just have fun with it.
Chris has always wanted a sports bar too. So I think this is kind of our step into getting to the point where we want to be.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the bar business too for many years. Yeah. I think I had like 18 under my belt, actually.
Wow.
Not all at once.
You know. That's good.
I've had four different bar girls, and they were all sports bar orientated. So
yeah,
they're fun. I like them.
Yeah.
Can be a lot of work, but you know.
But is it really work when you like what you're doing?
No, it's not work.
Exactly.
It's
easy. I mean, we love it. Yeah.
So, what's your location? Tell the listeners.
We're at 806 Tri Point Lane, which is right across from Farm and Home.
Yes.
In
Jerseyville.
In Jerseyville. Yes. Right. We're right between the Pointer Electric and Farm and Home. So the building right there. We got a big black and white
big
signs.
Commercial building.
Yep. Big
on
commercial.
The south side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you're kind of right in the middle. Your place is.
Yeah, right in the middle of the building. Got a big brand new sign with a light shining at nighttime so everybody can see.
Okay. and you're open. What days are you open?
So currently we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. On Wednesdays and Thursdays we're open in the evenings from 5 to 8. Fridays we're open from 5 to 10 p.m. and then on Saturdays and Sundays we're open for a little longer, from 12 to 10 on Saturday and 2 to 8 on Sundays. And that's it could be adjusted based on demand. So for right now, that's kind of where we're sitting with our times.
Okay. Can you explain what you do at your place, the axe throwing? Just kind of the Christina, you gonna kind of
sure. So we actually are. We had a soft opening.
Kind of describe it for me.
Yeah, we had a soft opening just to kind of get into the groove of seeing what worked and what didn't. And so when people come in, we have them sign a waiver that basically, you know, covers them, covers us, make sure that they're paying attention to. We do a safety demo, make sure that they pay attention to the rules. Pretty simple. It takes about 15 minutes. And then we do a throwing demo to kind of show them how to throw, because people are there to not just throw axes, but they want them to stick. So if they're not sticking, they're not having fun.
Right.
So we want them to make sure that we're helping them with where they need to stand, how they need to throw, you know, what they need to do to make it stick, because it's only fun if it sticks, right? After we do that, we let them go, and either Chris or I, whoever gave the safety demo, we'll stand there for a little bit, and if we see something and they're open to it, we'll say, hey, take a step forward or take a step back or stand side, you know, whatever they need to do, whatever we see they need to
do. You just coach them.
We do, a little bit, yeah. And 90% of the time, the next throw they have, it sticks, and the excitement in their faces is a million times worth it for us, because then they're having fun, right? And then they're going to say, you know what, we want to go do that again. Or they're going to tell their friends. And that's really what we're hoping for. We just want it to be a place where the community can come, have a good time, have a couple beers or a couple glasses of wine or, you know, whatever. And just really just have a good family time.
So what's the game that you play when you act? So is it like darts or what?
Yeah, it's there's actually multiple different games that you have. We've got a little card, a cheat sheet card that hangs in every lane that will give you different different games. You can do kind of like 21, first to 21. There's a cornhole version, which it just depends on who's closest to the bullseye. So there's several games that you can play. Most of the time, people just kind of play to 21 and to see who gets there first. There's also, we're coming up this, January 11th, this fall, next Thursday, we're going to start our leagues too. So we're going to be able to have leagues. And depending on how many participants we have, we can be part of the world ranking, the WADL, which is the World Axe Throwing League that we're part of. If we get enough people in our league, we'll be able to participate with other venues across the United States.
How many people do you need?
It depends. You need, eight for hatchet throwing. You need four for big axe. And then down the line, we're also going to probably add knife throwing as well. We don't have it now, but we're gonna add that so that we'll have three different types of axes you throw, the hatchet, the big axe, and knives.
One person come in and throw the axe if they want to?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Or two, and they throw against each other, or a group of three or four or whatever, and just...
Yeah, there's no limit to how many people can come throw. We've had parties come in of 20.
We've had complete venue buyouts,
Can you describe the venue?
Yeah, so you walk in, we've got 11 different lanes. And we have five different bays with 11 different lanes. We have one lane that has three targets. We also have a couple dart boards in there. We've got a pool table, we've got a foosball table. We've got, what is that? Ring catcher? There's a little ring catcher game in the back. So those are the games that we currently have right now, that we would play.
But the axe throwing is, you're caged, right? It's in a protective cage.
Three sides. The open side is the side that you throw from, and then it's protected from your left, right, and then behind the wall as well.
Okay. Yeah. So have you opened? You have opened.
Yeah, we did a soft opening the week after Thanksgiving. So we've hosted several Christmas parties with businesses across the town this past December, and we have a couple more coming up in January. People, what we else we got?
We're going to be starting a few special theme nights every month.
That's right.
So we're going to have a ladies' night where ladies can come and throw for 2 hours for $20, and they'll get drink specials. You know, whether you have kids or not, you just need a night away sometimes. And so we've had a lot of good response to that. We're going to have family nights where every paying adult, they can bring one child, and the child throws for free. And then we're also going to have glow nights for the kids, 16 and up.
Yeah.
And you know, not just kids, obviously, kids and people who feel like kids,
there
right?
You go. Yeah.
They can come in and throw. We turn the black lights on, the axes glow, the floor glows. It's a good time. So
yeah,
we're going to do that. So we just want, like I said, we just want the community to have somewhere to go, something to do that's different.
It'd be a good place. I just remember before you guys owned it, my wife Brenda went to a shower there, and she was telling me, she said it was a lot of fun. So can people bring their own food in, or how do you work that?
Right now people are welcome to bring their own food. We can also hook them up with a caterer if need be. The only thing they can't bring in is their own drinks, just because of our liquor license. We actually have a diaper dash or diaper bash that's we're holding this month as well. We have a bunch of guys coming in who the dad to be is bringing his buddies, and while his wife is having her baby shower, he's bringing his buddies, and they're going to throw axes.
So I guess, you know, around here, this is pretty country, you know. Could a person get good enough to compete? Where can they go as far as competing? I know you can do it in bowling and most sports.
Yeah, you can. So part of the leagues being part of the World Axe Throwing League, you can be nationally ranked. Every week, there's four different seasons in the year. They run about 7 weeks each, and the first season starts. The winter season starts on the 11th when we host the first day, and then it goes for 7 weeks, and then all of the scores are then calculated over those 7 weeks and are compared to others around the nation, and that gives you a national rank. And depending on where your ranking is, you could be participating in axe throwing events in Michigan or Florida or other venues across the United States. Matter of fact, the current world champion axe thrower actually is from the Riverbend Axe Throwing in Alton.
Really?
Yeah, he's the 2023 champion. Is actually here in Illinois in Alton.
Who do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's a gosh, what is his name?
Dylan.
Yes, Dylan. I forgot his last name, but okay. Dylan. He's
a young guy.
Or? Yeah. And then Dan, who used to own the Riverbend here, he's also nationally ranked, and I want to say that he finished fifth in the nation last year. So
Dan, correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah. You're listening, Dan. And then there's a young gal here. I don't know her age, but she's here in Jerseyville. 16. Yeah. Must be. But she is nationally ranked as well, and she has participated in events across the United States. And they live here in Jerseyville. So yes, there's lots of opportunity for people if you're competitive, non-competitive, and you want to come in and be part of that. You know, that's
so. How far away do you stand? Axe throwing.
It's between 12 and 15 feet. You can throw from 12 feet normally, but if you get into the professional ranks, you do a combination of 12 feet and 15 feet. But that's the typical distance for that.
I have thrown an axe mm-hmm. before.
Good or
at
bad.
Trees. And I think I have thrown at an axe throwing place before. It seems like to me that you want it to make one revolution and stick.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
And that's the same thing with throwing a knife too.
Correct.
Make one revolution and stick.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, I think you might have said it earlier, but it's definitely about the technique. It's not about power. You don't have to throw it.
Yep.
You don't have to throw it as hard as you can. The axe will stick. You just have to throw it correctly.
Correct.
Is it important to throw like in a straight line, or do people throw and arc it and go in?
They kind of do both, actually. It just depends on how you as an individual release the axe.
Is there any underhanded axe throwers?
There is.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it's actually a legal throw, too.
Huh? It's a legal throw?
Mm-hmm.
People throw underhanded.
Well, people who have shoulder issues, maybe rotator cuff issues, you know, if they throw underhand, it's not as hard for them. So, yes, it's an absolutely legal throw. Yes.
Now, you being an ex-softball player, could you throw underhand?
I do throw underhand some. I do pretty well, I think. But my favorite actually is overhand with the smaller hatchet. So,
And then I've like with the bigger axe, with the big axe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you throw with two hands
overhead.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And one rotation for that as well.
One rotation.
For that.
Yeah.
You step a little bit. You're a little farther back from that one. That one's definitely 15. Well,
it sounds fun just talking about it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people will come in and they'll be like, I don't think I'm going to throw, and they'll go watch their friends, and then they'll come right back up to the bar, and they'll be like, I need to sign the waiver. I really want to throw. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I remember the first time I've ever even saw anything about axe throwing. It was probably 10 years ago, 12 years ago. We were visiting my daughter in New York City, and we went over to Brooklyn to go through Brooklyn. And we're walking down the street in Brooklyn, and then there's this big sign that says, axe throwing, and it was a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Axe throwing. I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding. In Brooklyn,
believe it or not, everybody says that. Alcohol and axes, what?
I know. It sounds a little dangerous,
mm-hmm.
but it's not.
It's not. Not at all.
Mm-mm. No.
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 I mean, as bar owners, we still have to, you know, make sure nobody is getting out of hand and, you know, too intoxicated. And so we take that very seriously, but we also take the safety very seriously. The one thing that will get you kicked out is if you make any sort of motion toward another person with the axe in your hand.
You know what? Just kind of the way you say that in your eyes, I'm thinking you could throw somebody out.
I could.
I think they would listen to you. I'm listening. I was getting nervous right now.
But I mean, and we tell people that, you know, don't do it. It's not funny.
Nope,
it's not a joke, and you will get banned, unfortunately. So.
Yes, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well,
we pay a lot in insurance.
That was my next guess. I'm sure that you get charged with insurance. How do they rate that?
There is one insurance company in the U.S. that insurance companies will cover axe throwing, but that's not their niche. There's one company in the U.S. that is their niche. That's what they do, and we got hooked up with him and. We got the insurance, so, you know, we got the liquor liability and the insurance and you know, the business, you know, protection and all that. But yeah, it's not cheap, but, you know, it's still a good time.
So, well, I wish the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And is there anything any info that you want to add to this interview this morning?
We just want to let people know that Chris and I are here to really be in the community, to contribute to the community, and this is not going to be the end of what we want to do. So I'll just leave you with that.
Okay. I like that. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in today, Chris and
Absolutely.
Christina.
Thanks
and we'll be dropping by, as I told
you. Please do.
Yeah, we'll drop by and check it out and
All right.
throw some axes. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
Can't wait to see you.
Yeah. It's okay. Well,
thanks again for having us.
No problem. Love it. See you soon.
All right.
Take care.